Blog Talk Radio. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Are there, Gary and Marieke?
Yes, hello.
I am here.
Oh, great.
Hi, everyone.
And we're all speaking at once, which helps.
Just like usual.
Yes. Nobody can get a word in for each other. Anyway, it's great to be here. And we have Intuitive Healer Val, who is an empath, spiritual healer, and teacher. And our theme today is divine wisdom. Now, divine wisdom can be tuned into as it is part of the universal energy. So when I've learned to do that, I'll tell you how to do it. No, seriously, if you want to know anything, just meditate on it and ask, and you'll get your answer. Not always straight away, and not always in the way you're expecting, but you will get one. Now, the little wings of light cards, have you heard of those, Marieke? Wings of light. They were channeled over about...
Do you have cards from that, Shana?
Pardon?
Do you have cards from that, Shana?
Yeah, from White Eagle.
Oh, nice.
Little cards, yeah. I mean, the information that White Eagle gave to the world was channeled over about 36 years by a lady, I think her name was Grace Cook. And the card I drew for today's show And I hope this resonates with someone out there as being relevant to them, reads, "Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. When you enter into that light, you feel that your whole being is brought into harmony by the divine power. Once you have touched the glory of the God life, you know that your true being is in this eternal light." And that's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
I love the cards. I get one every day.
Beautiful.
So I know that Val is going to talk to us about divine wisdom as well. And I think we have a song to play also, don't we? But how is it in America today, Gary? Is it nice and sunny there?
The sun is out. It snowed last night, and it was an incredible full moon last night. The energy was absolutely almost overwhelming.
Wow.
But the sun is out today, and it's shaped into a beautiful day. And it's supposed to remain that way for a while, so I'm excited.
What's it like in Holland, Marika?
Springs in the air in Holland today.
It was
a beautiful sunny day,
Yeah, it was here.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we playing a song? We've got a lovely song to do, don't we?
Yes. It's called today. Amazing.
Amazing. And it was chosen by Val.
Here we go.
So get your candles ready, but don't light them yet while we play the song.
That was amazing.
That was great.
Don't everybody speak at once.
No. That was one Eskimo anyway. Amazing.
Good song.
Very nice.
Yeah, we occasionally play that one on Kimberly's show, occasionally.
Oh, that's why I recognized it. I didn't know where it was from. Okay, yes, it's wonderful. Okay, so, and our special guest, do you want to introduce her, Gary?
I can introduce her. She is a beautiful member, a fellow of the Gold Ring, and she has some divine wisdom. That's the topic for today's show for us. And without any further ado, she is, or for further ado, for those of you who don't like to ado, she is tweaking vibrations in the chat room, and I'll go ahead and bring her on in. And her name is Val. Val, are you there?
I had to jump back on.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
How are you? Yes, we can hear you.
I'm wonderful.
How
are
you doing?
I'm just feeling all this energy coming in the chat room. It's just great. Mm. And then that song Amazing always activates the high vibration for me. So love it. Love it.
Good song.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what you do? You are an intuitive healer, yes, and that sort of thing. Can you share with us a bit of your story?
Thank you. Well, I just always knew when I was little I was really, really sensitive. Back in those days they used to say, you're hyper or you're active or you're dramatic. And most of the time it was just because I was really sensitive to the energies that was going on. We didn't know that at that time. My generation pretty much was sleeping, about vibrations and energy and such like that. But I can remember just feeling everything real acutely. And I also got a sense of what was going on around me, but also what wasn't. And so I kind of grew up like that, and I felt like I would give information to people, and they'd look at me kind of odd, or they'd say, how do you know that? And I go, well, I just figured everybody thought that. Everybody felt that way. Everybody could do that. And at the same time, people would just start sharing stuff with me. They would pour their heart out. I was 9, 10, 11, I just felt everything so intimately, like I just was connected. It didn't feel like there was any stranger out there. And I just wanted to love. Everything I wanted to touch, I wanted to love. And at the same time, I was dealing with a lot of chaos at home and a lot of dysfunction, so I would just go and play with my imagination. And it was a rich time for me because I think it protected me. And so I just wanted to seek something different and something a little bit better than what I was actually feeling and sensing in my own origin, my family tree. And about 13 years old, I think I started getting aware of spirituality. I think prior to that, I'd go to church with friends, but it didn't feel really connected to any God since there wasn't a foundation like that in my home. And so I just kept seeking out what was in my friends or what was behind that smile. And I remember right about the time I was 13 years old, I went to this little church. And it was very, very tiny. And my friend and we rode the bus. We were the kids that kind of jumped on the bus. And so we rode this bus, and it was in the kind of a Baptist religion background. And I would watch people go up front, and they'd say, come up front, and, And I go, why are those people doing that? That doesn't feel right. Oh, my gosh, I wouldn't want to be right in front of everybody. And I remember just asking that in my head or just pondering that. And then I had this sense of a voice, and it was not an audible voice, but it was almost like a flash in my mind, and it said, don't be afraid to trust. And it just was so moving. And I didn't, it wasn't my words, and it kind of scared me in a minute, but it also felt like there's connection. There was a presence that was totally different than, it was almost like I was on the sidebar watching that. And I did, I followed this voice, and in spite of everything that started happening at that point, I still connected to that voice. And then fast forward in 1988, I was in a marriage. I wasn't really happy. I had a child. There was a lot of supernatural things that had led up to that point. That was the messages, I think, from the other side trying to get my attention. And so that I could connect on a greater level, that my consciousness, I could be present to what was really happening, you know, the sensitivities, how to work with them, because I just wanted to check out. The world just felt too intense. And that's when I realized the connection to the empath. There's a lot of sensitive people out here. And so I knew that the other side was trying to get in touch with me. There was too many different things that just defied logic. But in 1988, I was working with somebody, and they just had this glow about them. And I kept thinking, they're not for real.
Uh-huh.
But they were my first introduction. It was like the universe said, okay, we're going to get her attention, and we're going to make sure it's a physical encounter. And this person was such a testimony to understanding what divine love and light was. And so I just would watch them and watch them and watch them. And one day I just opened up and I said, you know, God, I want to know what it's like to experience you, not this cookie cutter denominational things that I'm surrounded by, but I want to know what love means. I want to know what that means. And so I'm just going to connect, and I'm going to know that you're going to show me beyond a shadow of a doubt. So I visited this church one morning, and it was actually February 14th, and I'll never forget that because it just stayed with me and it changed my whole life. But I was sitting there singing, and before I knew it, my voice almost seemed like it took a different octave. I was just in this moment of love for this, you know, the music and whatever it was. And before I knew it, like a flash, my whole life went right beside, right, like almost like a ticker tape. And it didn't feel like it took that long, but it was almost like my whole journey was right, flashed in front of my eyes. And then right behind it, it was like I was zapped, and this light just swallowed me whole. And this tremendous joy just started pouring out. I mean, I was crying, I was laughing, I was shaking. I didn't know what the heck happened to me, but I knew the difference between that moment. It was like a portal opened, and I could not think the same after that experience. And I couldn't hardly tell anybody about it. They you know, I was not surrounded by people that really spoke about those experiences. But I had this incredible love and joy and bliss and a deeper understanding. And I believed I got what I asked for. So I just started exploring those routes. And I would spend so much time in scriptures, and I would look at the history of scriptures, and I would just, you know, anybody that I could find that I could talk to about this experience, I started sharing. But it started offering more information. It was like my intuition started becoming more heightened. I could have conversations. It was like I was talking to myself, but it really was my higher self. And I would say, okay, you know, I want to play a game with you. I want to know if this, you know, with this voice is that these flash of insights and conversations. So I would get information, and I would get it very clear and articulate. And it would just share things with me. Like one morning I had my daughter, and they said, bring a towel. And I said, what's a towel? What does that mean? And all of a sudden I was driving down the road, and I didn't listen, and my daughter got sick. And I said, oh, they were trying to tell me to bring a towel. So it was just moments like that. I would always ask questions, and I would get these really simple, articulate information over and over again. And I learned to trust that, and I learned to follow it. And at the same time, there was a lot of dark night of the souls. There was a lot of things that I had to release in my healing because of what I took on as an empath, as a sensitive. I would spend days crying to release the energies in the planet and just to process them through my body so that I wasn't holding on to it. So that's kind of, in my nutshell, my journey over the last 30 years is just to get in touch with my higher self and be as present and as whole and as complete as possible with that.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
You were listening to the voices, you know, the voices within. One of my mantras that I like to say to myself all the time is, when the voice and the vision on the inside becomes more profound and more clear and loud than the opinions on the outside, you've mastered your life. And it sounds like you've been listening to that voice. So that's a beautiful story. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I wanted to share this great Dale Allen Hoffman wrote. He's doing transcriptions and scriptures, and I would love to share the Lord Prayer in Aramaic that he transcribed, because it's more of a universal cosmic prayer, and it literally connected me to my experiences with Christ energy and my communion in a way that, you know, not negating any of the older interpretations, but I felt my relationship with Christ was transcended. I really felt almost like I was back in that day. And so when I read this, I thought, wow, this connects to my relationship with Christ in a way that the other Lord's Prayer, you know, it did okay, but this one was more closer to my own expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to share this with everyone. And
please do.
Later on. Thank you.
Here we go.
We'll
do it later.
our one absolute eternal being, of which we are born forth from the realm of the all and the only. I am empty with the awe of your presence and the purity of your name. Empower my creative beingness through your expansion from the ever-present realm, as I realize our strength and virtue as one, on the manifest earth as in the unmanifest realm. Provide the nourishment of your insight and understanding through me now and in every moment. Release my hidden past as I release my past concerns with others. Do not let me lose my true self in forgetfulness, but wholly release me from my errors of perception. For thy realm is the absolute, the all, the only, and our strength of virtue and magnificence, from cosmic gathering to cosmic gathering, from age to age. May these be the rooted center from which all my actions flow.
And that was a translation from Aramaic, is that right?
Yes, yes. A gentleman.
That's beautiful.
It was. He's reawakening this. His name is Dale Allen Hoffman. I heard him speak at a Unity church. And it was, he spoke in English, and I mean, he would interpretate, and he's actually interpreting a lot of the scriptures, and wow, it opened my eyes. So it's like, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're doing the work for the rest of us, because it feels like it's rewriting some of the idioms that got mistranslated, and I loved it, so I'm so glad I got to share
it. That's amazing. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, Marika,
okay,
you have a video link for us?
We have it. So I would like you to click on the link and then let it preload a little bit, then pause the player and turn the volume down on YouTube. And then please send me a heart in the chat room so we can see that you're ready, and then we can do meditation. It's a meditation about divine wisdom, and it's inspirational. Very nice, very beautiful, and I'm very honored to get to know you. Well, very nice what you told. Goosebumps all over.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And again, everyone, either click that link and turn the sound down, pause the player, and when you're ready, send up a heart in the chat room. Thank you.
Everybody,
while we pause a little bit, looks like here come the hearts. Wonderful.
Oh yes, and there was an. Meanwhile, I can tell something. There was a healing request from someone in the chat room, and I would like to let you know that we put up all the names of the people in the healing fountain list. Later on in the mantra, we send energy together to all the persons who are in the list, and we write names of persons too in the book when we do the mantra. So. Don't worry that nobody gets their healing. It's going to be all right. And we are with a lot of persons. I see 35 people in the chat room, and I know there are a lot of people listening by the phone, so it's really powerful what we are doing here. So, do you think we have enough hearts, Gary, now? I think we have a lot already.
I think, yeah, there's somebody else asking for the link again. There we go. Yvonne just posted.
Oh, okay. Oh, Yvonne, thank you very much.
There we go.
Okay.
I'll wait for her to send up the link. Queen Goddess. I think we are ready.
Yes, we are ready. Okay, going down. And then you can play when I tell you, so we can see it all together and center our energies. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Thank you.
Right now it's time to light our candles. Because as you know, the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is a way in which we can manifest our goals, which are to send out healing and love and light to all mankind and to Mother Earth and the nature plane, all the animals, plants and minerals. And I always do this bit live every week. I don't have this bit pre-recorded because I like to be in the now when I'm asking. And so please could we ask for the assistance of the angelic realm to join us to send out the healing. Could we please ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. We'd like to ask for his love and protection now. Thank you. And the Archangel Uriel of the East, please bring love and upliftment now. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring your love and wisdom now. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Metatron, please be with us today. Now. Thank you. And also, we'd like to ask for the Christ and Magdalena energies to be with us today. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. We're surrounded by love, light, beauty. In fact, you're so loved. There's no words to describe how much we are loved. And if we need anything at all we have to do is just ask. We have our prayers answered every time. And if we focus on our breathing, breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness, which connects us to our Creator. He was there when we took our first breath. Breathe and take in the light of the universe. Let its energy course through your body. Breathe and contemplate and marvel at life's perfection. Breathe and you know that the flower is breathing too. Breathe for yourself and you breathe for the world. And everything that's living on this earth also breathes the same air that you breathe. Breathe in compassion and breathe out joy. Breathe and you dwell in the here and now. Breathe and life sings its joy into our body and soul. Breathe and love be. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Welcome, dear light workers. I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now. In all countries, all over the world. You may close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, we take a deep breath again. We feel the beating of her heart through our bodies. And we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love. And the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows down into the center of the earth, where we become aware of a connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. We feel the energy reaching our eyes. And we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we can see our Father Sky. We can see beyond Father Sky, where a giant book floats in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we want in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you like, by just simply writing down their name in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain book that is already in there. Take a little bit of time to write the names down. You may go ahead now. And now that we have written all names down in the book, we see that the book closes and she drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. We can feel the high healing energy. We can enjoy this energy and sit down very comfortable in it. It surrounds us like a soft, cloudy feeling. And we keep our focus and we go and listen to the wonderful meditation of Valerie. Thank you.
So in this quiet place, in this still place, in this peaceful place, connect to your heart. For out of your heart flows divine wisdom, love, the whole expansive space of the universe pours forth through your heart. And this is a healing energy connecting you to your own source energy. Allow it to just flow. Imagine yourself in a beautiful place, your favorite space. The knowing within you knows that particular space. And rest in this energy. There is nothing outside of you that needs to be fixed, resolved. There is nothing broken. There's just a sea of diversity and possibilities and choices. And you get to choose to be engaged with them or not. But the knowing inside you is the keeper of all your divine wisdom. It lovingly speaks to you when you're awake. It lovingly speaks to you when you're in the temporary sleep time, giving your body rest. It longs to play with you like the greatest friend you've ever known, you've ever connected with. It holds all the magic that your heart desires to express in this physical plane. Trust yourself. You hold all the answers and the keys. And allow your higher self to come into your body and speak to you lovingly, softly. And be with that space and feel that space in your body, in this dimension and all other dimensions. It's a blend of beautiful earth energy, and it's a blend of source energy. It's a perfect energy for all of your aura and your fields, in the mental space and in the emotional space. It just refreshes and renews you, spirit, mind, and body. Give yourself permission to dream. Because the knower in you knows where all those dreams can come true. And trust that you are taken care of. You are so beloved. Feel that loving embrace. In the oneness of it all, You are beloved beyond measure. Your infinite aspects of divine oneness. You are here to express that glorious essence. You are here to bring heaven on earth in whatever way that looks and feels for your individual personality. Relax in that. And be one with yourself.
That was beautiful. And we're going to now close the chakras for the people who want to close them. Not everyone does, because some people are used to leaving theirs open. But if you haven't been meditating for very long, it's better that you close the chakras. So to do that, we pretend we have doors and we go to the top of the head, to the crown chakra, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. And then to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And to the base chakra, closing that door. From there we go down to the feet chakra. And you can leave that one open just enough to connect you to Mother Earth. While we are physical beings in a physical body, we need to remain grounded to Mother Earth at all times, especially when we're meditating or tripping out to the fifth dimension. But you know that you can open your chakras anytime you wish. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light. The purple light pyramid
is a meditation that the ancient Egyptians used for protection. And you can construct the pyramid around yourself, or your family, or your house, or your town, or the whole of planet Earth, or even the universe, if you can imagine it and sustain it. And it's a very powerful meditation and a very powerful protection tool. And he's taking you by the hand and you're putting you in the pyramid. And you're sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet or till the next time you meditate. Thank you. And we want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Song is still beside that. Thank you.
that facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. In your eyes, the light, the heat, I am complete. I see the doorway to a thousand churches, the resolution of all the fruitless searches. Oh, I see the light and the heat. How I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
Oh, that was In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel, chosen especially by Val, her favourite song. And in the chat room, they're saying, "Your eyes are the windows of the soul." Oh, gorgeous.
That's
that
a lovely
was really
song.
Wonderful
Gabriel,
meditation.
Yeah, thank you, Val, for such a wonderful meditation. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, it was heaven.
Well, my heart runneth over. I'm honored to be here today, and I'm honored to just connect with all of you. Like Phoenix said, we don't need eyes to feel love, but it's so nice to have those eyes to look out and connect and send hearts and look at the hearts that are in the chat room too. So it was just an honor to be here. So thank you so much for inviting me.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And Val, for the listeners listening in on the archives, could you let us know what your website is? I posted it in the chat room once already, but could you go ahead and tell us what your website is?
Yeah, it's tweakingyourvibrations.com, and that's tweakingyourvibrations.com.
Great, thank you. And it is it's a beautiful site. I've seen it, and you do lovely work. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for being here. And if the people out there don't know, we're from the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, the sister site of the Gold Ring wetpaint.com site. And we'd like to thank the angelic realm for being here this evening and today, if it's still daytime where you are. And hope that they be in the chat room. We ask that they be in the chat in the archives for the listeners that are listening in. And don't forget to drink plenty of water, because as with any alternative therapy, you need to release the toxins. And next week, guess who we've got as a special guest? Gary Moore.
Ooh.
Anybody heard of him?
I haven't heard of that guy. I'm going to have to
shake. I hope he's good. No, it's our very own Gary. He's going to bless us with his fabulous meditation next week. And, so I can't wait for that. Hope you're tuning.
And, I guess I'll have to shave my legs for the occasion.
Oh, no, waxing's better, Gary. It's a bit more painful, but, get some wax down those legs and some, tape to rip it off with. Oh, get your eyes water.
I'm gonna. I'll wait till spring. I think I need the hair. It's still pretty cold yet. So.
Oh dear, you're making me giggle.
I'll wait till it warms up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And we've got Divino coming on in a minute, haven't we? A song by Divino, and we're going to do a song especially for Gary. It's his special choice. We're going to do that after Divino, and it's Love Shack.
Yeah.
Woo!
There goes the neighborhood. Well, thank you again, Val, for being with us today. It was a beautiful, you've got a beautiful story, and it was a beautiful meditation, and you really graced us with your presence. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for all of you. What you're giving and offering to the planet and to all the souls out here, it's just a beautiful, beautiful contribution, and it's so nice to have it in this dimension right now. So thank you.
We're honored to have you.
Thank you.
We're honored to have you, Val.
Thank you.
That was brilliant. Thank you.
Okay. I posted the link to the Blog Talk Radio page for everybody, because I think that's faster way to see what shows are on and everything, and what you can listen in archives to. So you can see it in the chat room. And here we go and play Divino now.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
sobre tu tumba, lo único que hago es recordar. Hay momentos en mi corazón que nunca voy a olvidar. Hoy voy a llorar. Ay, una lágrima. Yeah. Escuchen bien, los que experiencias han tenido. Discúlpame si trae recuerdos de lo sucedido. Mi intención es ponerte receptivo, pensativo, no, pero no viviré tranquilo. Si no le rindo un homenaje al gran Gates, que tú y los hombres humildes como muchos son.
About to step down. got me a car. It thinks about 20, so come on and bring your jukebox money. What do you think, Cindy?
I said bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Knock the loudest, sugar.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
I can't hear you.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Knock the loudest, sugar.
Thank you.
Woo!